Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pari legbahe, azunke, azunke pari legbahe, pari legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke, valge le pari vodou legbahe,
azunke pari legbahe,
azunke.
Author and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. and is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Monday, December 6, 2010, the day of Legba, Papa Legba, Ishu, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive at high noon from the Power Lunch, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and quantum universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tyre Mecca, in the legendary and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick in the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And do join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Block Talk Radio each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Block Talk Radio. And each and every day at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured temple group practitioners and readers. And, of course, it is now referred to commonly as the Power Lunch. And my listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or a comment, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or request as time and spirit does allow. My website, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating as 360 degrees of divine revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And these links can also be found on my main Keen profile. And be advised, I'm making several changes to my Keen profiles. I have 7 Keen profiles of varying category and fee base. So always go to my main Keen profile to make your choice by category as well as by offering as to what number you're willing to call. So please do note that. Some of you have saved specific profile numbers in your cell phone, but you don't often go and look at the profile itself, and changes do occur. So always at your convenience, check in to my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. And, of course, my Keen profile call link can be found on my Block Talk Radio page, but it goes specifically to one profile. So if you scroll down a little bit further, you will also find the direct Keen link, which is www.keen.com/divine-prince. And remember to visit my Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber for the powerful voices of Papa Say, fellow priestess, Sister Priestess Gogo Nanalana Omare, Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, and several other powerful voices that will be soon to come. And you can locate more contact information for my co-host, guests, and honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. And I do have some very powerful, powerful co-hosts and special guests coming onto the show in coming days as we move forward towards 2011. So if you have not done so already, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player wherever you are now listening to the show. You do not necessarily have to be in the Blog Talk Radio platform, I believe. So please do click that on. If you've not already, please do join, sign up to join free as a listener and click the little red heart on my Blog Talk Radio player. This will add you, add us both as favorites and contacts, and you will be able to receive pre-notice of coming shows, special guests, special subjects, as well as many of my Blog Talk Radio posts and other posts from other networks that I filter back through Blog Talk. So definitely click the little red heart, mark us as a favorite, and also take the time to show your support for the Divine Prince being on air by paying attention to the advertisement that Blog Talk Radio has placed around the profile page. This is a very simple way of showing your support for the show and keeping me here on the air with you daily and twice a day on Saturdays and Wednesdays by just taking the time each and every time you do visit Blog Talk Radio profile for the Divine Prince and visit the ad. Right now they've got a Humana ad. They've got a Nissan ad. They've got Brooks Brothers is having a special in the sale. So please do take the time to just kind of click these links, visit them, see what they're all about, see what they're offering, what they're talking about, and know that it's a way of showing your support for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central here live on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, I'm grateful and honored by the continued presence and faithfulness of Area Code 484, as well as those who are present with me now live in the chat room, Kalahat, Queen B1, our special guest, and many others as you filter into the live chat room. So I want to show my gratitude humbly for your continued support for the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as your support by linking to my many other social networking profiles, my website, and various other locales that I can be located here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm grateful, grateful for your continued support and acknowledgement of my efforts and what I do. I receive many letters and emails and donations of support for what I do, so I continue to move forward no matter what the weather, no matter what the condition. And remember, I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolve. So the Divine Prince bends, but he does not break. Please also know that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, those direct links can be found beginning on the first page of my website, houseofthedivineprince.com, and also by visiting my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. I'm going to take a short break. I greatly appreciate your prayers, love, and support. As you can probably tell, my throat issue is clearing up rather quickly. So I will probably for sure be doing the show on Wednesday night as things continue to improve. And, of course, I'm not taking any risk some of you have wished your wintry weather on New Orleans, and we are definitely feeling the bite. We've had the coldest day so far this year. I think we're right about 29 right now. I beg your pardon. We were at 29 last night. Obviously, we've warmed up now as the sun has made its journey across the sky. But 29 at night, 30 at night on this southern end of the lake is quite a chill for New Orleanians. We're not quite accustomed to that, particularly on a regular basis. And I believe we should be warming up to close to 60 today, and I think 70 tomorrow. So we give thanks, but we know that there is divine symbolism, wisdom, understanding in the weather, in season, in change, and in challenge. So I'm going to take a short break. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. I will be forward momentarily. Peace and blessings. divine all blessing, peace and love, wisdom and understanding, light and illumination to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice today. It is a chilly day here in New Orleans, but we are warm in heart and in spirit as we move forward in these remaining days of 2010 toward the year of the gateway to polarities, 2011. I have a few things I wanted to share with you today. If you would just give me a brief second here. I'm having a little issue. Today is Monday, December 6, 2010, and we are under a Sagittarian lunation with the moon now in its new phase in Sagittarius and the sun in Sagittarius. I sort of humorously refer to Sagittarians as half man, half beast, but there is a profound metaphysical wisdom and understanding in that pet name, if you will. When we think about the presence of centaurs and unicorns and all the various mythological beings and entities as we go back into our ancient past, we begin to understand on many levels that this is an attempt for our ancestors to make sense of profound wisdom and understanding as they saw it in the sky, as they saw it mirrored back to them through their everyday life existence. And indeed, all world religions teach that our microcosm mirrors our macrocosm. The Bible says, as it is above, so shall it be below. The alchemical and archetype of the six-pointed star is representative of the trine or the three-pointed triangle facing upwards towards the heavens, the three powers of earth moving towards heaven, and the three grand powers of heaven moving towards earth. And when we break down the triangle, there are many symbolic messages that speak to us. Again, the Christians offer us God, Father Sky, the Son, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, that spiritual dimension, that intermediary realm of connection where these two worlds intersect and meet. So when we often think about Sagittarian energy, first, it is a fire elemental and quite mutable. And mutable meaning that it is a sign and a planet that goes through constant change as opposed to being more fixed like Scorpio or more cardinal like Libra or Capricorn. So Sagittarius is a mutable sign and it's greatly affected by the environment. Sagittarians tend to be discerning in their most positive vibration, but can also be a bit moralistic, judgmental, and self-righteous when out of balance. So we must truly consider the energy of Jupiter, which rules Saturn, as we experience a astrological forecast of this nature. Saturn lunation, Saturn sun, Sagittarian moon, and remember the half-man, half-beast analogy which I offer, which suggests that we are in a constant battle between our animal nature and our so-called higher and conscious nature. before moving on to my affirmation and meditation for the day, I wanted to share something that those of you who are connected to me on Facebook, and of course were here yesterday, have already made the link to, and that is the Handbook of Tibetan Buddhist Symbols. And if you didn't get that link, it is on my Facebook page, and I am the Divine Prince, capitalize the T, capitalize the D, capitalize the P, and write it all as one word behind your www.facebook.com/the Divine Prince. And you will find a link to the Handbook of Tibetan Buddhist Symbols in the Google Book Library. And I found this and posted it yesterday on Facebook. And I was really, really taken aback, I guess. I don't know why I was, but I was amazed at the similarities between many of the symbols in the book and their correlation cross-culturally to ancient Egypt, to more modern paths, Santeria, Lokomi, Yoruba, Ifa. It was a very profound confirmation, I'll say, reinforcement of what I've always known and understood, and is evident in my teaching that if you listen, and that is our ultimate interconnectedness. The further back you go, but also the further forward you look. And we are existing in a cyclical, spherical, ever-changing, seasonal, plastic plane dimension for which we are going round and round and round. Each higher should be moving higher, but we are indeed going round and round. So it should not have been such a shock to me, the similarity, when you go back as far in history as the birthing and creation of the symbolism, intricate symbolism of Tibetan Buddhism, and that time period would line up with other time periods of great spiritual intellectual advancement. Ancient Egypt, maybe even the Mayans, I believe, would have been in existence at that time. So I'm going to share just a little. And of course, I'm going to zero in on the parts that speak the loudest to me, and that was the parts that represented crystals and crystal understanding. One is the wish-granting gem. And I have one of these. Mine is made out of a multicolored jade. And when I purchased the piece, it was described as the hand of Buddha. And to some degree, it does sort of mirror a hand-like design. But as you look at it here in the book, it's something a little more abstract and stylized, the wish-granting gem. Now, this is on page 192. The wish-granting gem is said to exist in both the God and Naga realms. And not to digress too much, because we only have about 30 minutes left, the Naga realms, we'll say that's the spirit dimension for simplicity and time. And I'll explain it deeper at some other point. And the great Naga kings are frequently depicted with this precious jewel held between their folded palms as one of the seven possessions of the universal monarch. This gem is believed to fulfill all of the altruistic desires of its owner. So for those of you who believe that this is some new age gobbledygook, indeed this is a ancient, almost prehistoric, pre-written history level of understanding and awareness, the power to create and recreate utilizing gems, crystals, minerals in their more crystallized form. Some would like to say their more perfected form, as they have developed clarity that granite or other forms of more dense stone may not. But ultimately, they all offer us a healing vibration, a spiritual vibration that can be applied to many things in our lives. So you can look at that. There's also the wishing tree. And then there's the crystal. And I'm not going to try and mess over some of the language. It wouldn't be beneficial. And you have plenty of time to look at it on your own. It does have it, both the English and then the Tibetan pronunciation, for which many of us probably wouldn't make sense of anyway. But in the transmission of what's called the Dzogchen, or Great Perfection teachings, a rock crystal may be symbolically revealed during initiation to introduce the discipline of the perfect clarity of his or her mind. And let me add, for those of you who are truly aware and truly initiated officially in many of these ATR paths, because I know there are those of you who feel you have a connection to a specific deity and you sort of kind of created your altar and your space and representation. But we must be respectful and mindful that there is a sort of a layman's connection to these paths, but also a more official, initiated relation to these paths. And all the deities have what are called implements. So let's say, for instance, you're doing Oshun and you have your candle and you have your honey and your water, but you don't have her weapon, you don't have her gem, you don't have her other, well, I won't say them all here on live on air. Some people will be very upset about that, particularly some of my Bible Out friends. But I'll say if you don't have all the appropriate implements, then you're operating with the deity, you're working with her energy, but you're not her child officially. You're not really abreast of the mystery, the true mystery. And this is why many spend years developing in these paths, learning in these paths, receiving ranking, receiving initiations, growing in their knowledge and their power. And as I stated yesterday, many of us would abuse power, if granted freely, the way we would so choose in our ego-based earth reality. And we indeed have to go through a process of responsibility as we gain access to certain levels of knowledge and awareness. So each deity has a crystal. Obatala, for example, is a white alabaster, and in some cases, selenite. But each deity has a stone which helps to not only facilitate the energy and presence of that deity, but in some cases, the power, the authority of that deity is actually conferred on the stones. The offerings are conferred on the stones. The sacrifices are conferred on the stones. So I won't digress too much further, but this piece here in the Handbook of Tibetan Buddhist Symbols by Robert Beer really stood out to me as it began to describe these crystals that are received during this initiatory process. And in his book, The Crystal and the Way of Light by Nam Khai, N-A-M-K-H-A-I, Norbu, N-O-R-B-U, Rinpoche, R-I-N-P-O-C-H-E, describes how a mirror, a crystal, and a crystal ball may be employed in this Dzogchen to illustrate the three conditions of essence, nature, and energy. Here, the mirror reflects light unconditionally. The crystal reflects or refracts light unconditionally, meaning breaking it down into its various wavelengths, like we see in a prism. And the crystal ball appears to hold the image within itself. And for those of you who work with crystal balls, you know that just in physical law, anything that's near the ball, light, or even sometimes objects, will be magnified within the crystal. It is also why it is a central symbol of seership and sight, centuries-old symbol of seership and sight in many world cultures, the usage and having of crystal balls. And crystal balls now are extremely expensive, if you don't know, and those of you who research already know. But in that time, they were even more expensive and harder to acquire, maintain, and keep up. So there was a certain level of not only power, but status and awareness associated with the seership and the crystal balls, the object which appears to hold the image within itself. So as a ritual object, a radiating crystal appears in several of the paintings in Tibetan Buddhism symbolism that illustrate the text of the secret visions of the fifth Dalai Lama. And in this text, it is described as being employed in the fourth stage of the initiation to both induce and explain to the disciple the effulgent nature of the mind, or the full power and scope of the mind. And we've talked before about the belief that we only use 10% of our brain or of our mind or of our consciousness. So many tasks, ancient and more modern, in Khmer, ancient Egypt, obviously Tibetan Buddhism, the goal is to not only open the third eye, but expand our ability to utilize and access this untapped crystal, this untapped power, which is our own consciousness, which is our own mind, our own brain, our own power center, computer center, if you will. And the radiating crystal in symbolism also appears in several other paintings, frescoes, religious art throughout Lhasa and Tibet and various parts of the Buddhist tale-based world. And as a gemstone or precious substance, crystal defines the eastern face of what's called Mount Meru. And crystal may be used to describe many of the qualities and attributes associated with the deities and spirits that are associated with the eastern quadrant. Rock crystal may also be used for carving of small statues, statuary, ritual implements, and the transparent clarity of rock crystal symbolize their quote-unquote diamond, a barja-like nature. And barja, again, for simplicity and the amount of time we have, it is sort of like the male principle. And I'm going to talk about that more, not today, but as we move forward in a few coming shows. We're going to talk about the bell, a ritual bell, also symbolized in this book and spoken of in the book, so you might want to read ahead. But it's also a tool, for those of you who already know, that's used in Orisha work and Lawa work, and certain deities are called with a bell. And again, the symbolism is so similar and so striking to me that I have to share it. And of course, not today. We have about 15 minutes left, but I will be sharing it probably tomorrow or in the next Power Lunch show. The bell being the female principle and this barja being the masculine or male-like nature or principle. And in the Hindu tradition, Shiva, Lingam, and Yantra, which again are referring to male and female essence, male and female symbolism, are traditionally carved from rock crystal. Crystalline vulvas and vajayjays, if you will, and crystalline phallic symbols and penises. And this can still be found in many forms throughout the Asian world. You don't hear about that a lot. You don't see that a lot. But it's clearly there. It's painted on buildings. It's carved. And there's still a connection to this understanding. These yantras or devices, along with a wide array of small religious statuary carved from other semi-precious stones, may now be easily purchased from most tourist bazaars in India and Nepal, and of course have made their way here to the States. As I started at the beginning of our talk, I actually have one of the what's called the sacred gem or the hand of Buddha. I have the bell, which I'll describe in a later show. But these things have a strong hoodoo and deity-based operation and usage here in the West, and many don't even realize its origins or its full meaning or how that came to be. So on your when you get a chance, I want you all to kind of look over this, go through it. It's very, very interesting and profound reading. So far, everyone who has already looked at the book was quite grateful for me, again, finding this book as well as the many other resources that I find from time to time and then sharing it. There's no reason not to share it. There's another section on page 190, the jewel or gem, and it talks about the nine gems, the pearl, association with the moon, the ruby with the sun, topaz or yellow sapphire with Jupiter. And, of course, we're dealing with that Jupiter Sagittarian energy right now, topaz or yellow sapphire. Citron also vibrates with Jupiter and Sagittarius. Diamond and Venus, emerald and mercury, red coral, Mars, blue sapphire, Saturn, blue tiger eye, Saturn. Solidite, Saturn, Hessonite garnet or Gomita, Rahu, and cat's eye or Lashunya are also called Ketu. But again, you can read this in your time. It shows some graphs of these stylized gemstones and jewels. And depending on where you are in the country, you'll be able to locate some of this stuff. You just go out and look for it. And just a little higher up, you'll get into more of the hand emblems. And when I come back on tomorrow for the power lunch, I will probably talk about the male principle, the female principle, the bell, and how it found its way into deity work, orishas and lawa work, obviously in voodoo. A no mambo or high priest bokur can be so without the rattle, the asan, and the bell to call spirit. So as we move forward, we have about 9 minutes left in the show. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being present. AT1, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to you. Kalahat, divine peace and blessings. Fire Witch, divine joy, prosperity. Queen B1, divine unity, community, revelation, and manifestation. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for your time, effort, and support. And, of course, area code 484-434-678. I greatly appreciate your being present with me now on the line. Again, I want to remind everyone during our live radio broadcast, our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Do please put this number in your cell phone, as these callers have done, for your convenience. I know sometimes you're not at your computer, or you may be at work or some other location where you may only be able to listen to the show. But be reminded that there's a lively conversation that always goes on during the live chat during the show. So please do, from time to time, stop by and be a part of that. Dr. Emma Sarah, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to you. Thank you for being a part of our live chat and listening audience as well. on today. So as we move forward with our last 9 minutes or so, as always, I want to invoke, empower, and remind you to remember who you are, who you truly, truly are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, created creator child of the God and God consciousness. And you are divine love manifest. It's of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom, of your light. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you continue to get up and move forward, you inspire others to get up and move forward. And your life becomes more and more aligned with the divine, universal source of all that is. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us the true divine light and spark of your most true authentic self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. Just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. And know that you do have creative allowance to recreate and create divine light and clarity, the peace and environment that you need to thrive, survive, grow, evolve, and move forward. I recreate and create my divine destiny. And I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, for I have the divine wisdom and understanding that all things work together for my ultimate good. I need only surrender to spirit. My consciousness is not bound by time and space or place, by what you think or don't think, or what you do or may not do. I am because my creators are, and I have to be. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a divine and perfect plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow the divine creators to nurture me, to bless me, and flow to me all my needs, wants, and desires. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge, in the wisdom and understanding that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am the proof. I am the evidence. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And if and when problems arise, and they do arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my divine creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, between my ego, between my control, they speak, they come to me, they minister and administer to me, and all things become crystal clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways, and obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, less powerful, less tangible, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I greatly and gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators themselves. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am in divine completion. Please do join me here again on tomorrow at high noon here on Blog Talk Radio in the Power Lunch. I have about 4 minutes left. Area code 425. I'm going to open your line now and see if I can address your question, comment, or concern. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Dr. Ema Sarah. How are you?
Divine peace and blessings unto you in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm now in Jackson, Tennessee, but I just wanted to tell you I love you.
And I love you as well, divine peace and blessings. I greatly appreciate your call. How are things going with you?
Everything is going well, you know, with the shifting out here. We just have to stay strong and stay in the light and make it happen.
Yeah, I've moved back to New Orleans. It's been a year now. I moved back December 3rd, 2009.
Okay.
But I keep an eye on this. I tune in to Bobby OJ every morning. I kind of hear what's going on. And I kind of keep up with the commercial appeal. So I'm still emotionally invested in the city, despite moving back home. But I greatly, greatly appreciate your call. I wish I had seen your hand. I would have responded to you so much sooner because we're running out of time.
Well, that's okay, but I'm going to send you an email and send you my information. And I just wanted to let you know I love you and you and my prayers and thoughts.
Well, thank you, and you as well. Divine peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessing to you. Peace.
And I want to thank each and every one of you again for being present here with me today with the Divine Prince at High Power live and in archive from the beautiful, historic, legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I offer you divine peace and blessing, serenity and tranquility, joy and prosperity, divine manifestation and revelation. And I look forward to meeting you here tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Java don taille. Papa le ba planté hipoto. Planté hipoto. Vivant les ba planté hipoto. Planté hipoto. Papa le ba planté hipoto. Planté hipoto. Papa le ba planté hipoto. Planté hipoto. Papa le ba planté hipoto. Planté hipoto, va parler quoi planté hipoto, 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 planté hipoto, va parler quoi planté hipoto. Planté hipoto, va parler, va planté hipoto, planté hipoto, dis bon les va planté hipoto, ou planté hipoto, ou va parler, va planté hipoto, ou planté hipoto, ou va parler, va planté hipoto, ou planté hipoto, ou va parler, va planté hipoto, ou planté hipoto.
Afoudaï, Bila Bila,
on
va chez le chita.
Non, non, mauvais tête, Marélé. Non, non, mauvais tête.
Bilalo!
Non, non, mauvais tête.
Thank you. loko mwen mla agoe. Papa loko mwen mwen mla wi agoe. Papa loko mwen mla. Ve na si bade molen si pre nou bata la waman. Si ni bo fè pou nou la bon Dieu va ede nou.
Papa loko mwen mla.
Thank you.
Toi, Saint-Jacques, Marie, nan poto. Ba priye peson no, bali la vi pou mwen. Toi, Saint-Jacques, Marie, nan poto. Ba priye peson no, bali la vi pou mwen. Mes ganye ve, ouè ganye malin nan do. Saint-Jacques, oh, bali la vi pou mwen. Mes ganye ve, ouè ganye malin nan do. Saint-Jacques, oh, bali la vi pou mwen. Toi, Saint-Jacques, Marie, nan poto. Ba priye peson no, bali la vi pou mwen. Toi, Saint-Jacques, Marie, nan poto. Ba priye peson no, bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganye ve, nouel ganye malin nan do. Saint-Jacques, oh, bali la vi pou mwen. Mel ganye ve, nouel ganye malin nan do. Saint-Jacques, oh, bali la vi pou mwen.
I go, me die.